The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Cap and J-Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stoppers.
Robert Quinn was pressuring, but he couldn't get to Cousins, allowing him to find Jefferson for the first down across the 30. Another play fake. Cousins looking left, got Jefferson. He absorbs the hit from Kyler Gordon, the rookie, and it's another Vikings first down. Right to Cook, walks in. Now it's a touchdown, and the excellent drive is capped off by six. Cousins, test play of the drive. Another play action. Cousins has to fire on the move, and he finds Jefferson yet again. It's the best start of Kirk Cousins' career at 13 for 13. And of those 13, Jefferson has seven of those grabs. 11th play of this Minnesota drive is a Dalvin Cook walk-in touchdown. This is a huge drive for Justin Fields. Taking a shot for Darnell Mooney. What a catch! Absolutely incredible from Darnell Mooney. A one-handed 39-yard grab. Here's Montgomery speeding ahead, spinning in for the touchdown. Welcome back to David Montgomery. He gets the Bears a huge score late in the first half. Velus Jones, this is what he can do. And Velus Jones is in for his first NFL touchdown. He comes up with a big touchdown, and now the Bears will try to cut this to a three-point game on their first two-point attempt of the year. Fields, tunnel screen, and Pettis got ripped down by Dantzler. That was really well read by the Vikings cornerback. 9 of 15 in his career from 50-plus. But the Bears come up with a stop and a block from Kyler Gordon, the rookie out of Washington. You saw Gordon with the pressure, but the other rookie, Dominique Robinson, the former quarterback, comes up with the actual contact. Great special teams pressure. This for the lead from 51 for Santos. And after trailing by 18 points, the Bears have taken a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. The 17th play of this series. Cousins trying to sneak it. And Kirk Cousins! They're already popping off the fireworks. No signal yet. It looked like he was in, and he is for a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth. A minute 20 to go and counting. Fields underneath. He finds the former Viking Amir Smith-Marset. And it's stripped away by Dantzler! He takes it down in the Bears' territory. A huge turnover with a minute to go.
Bears lose against Minnesota. Good morning. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Jay. We got JR on this Bears Monday. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by Tullamore.
Or Tullamore.
Two Irish whiskey. Alex Brown is with us every Monday at 9 o'clock to break down the Bears. Bears are 2-3 going into their game against Washington Commanders. And Alex joins us here on ESPN 1000. AB, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What's up, AB?
AB, we need your help, man. We need your help.
We were so close to being sole possession of first place and getting some respect as one of the better teams in the league. So close.
All right. Relax. Okay. I don't know about better teams in the league. Relax.
Come on. If you're leading your division, then you have to be in the conversation.
See that? There's that locker room talk. There it is, that locker room talk.
We're in
first place.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad the way it ended. Because it started out terrible, and had it just gone that way and we just got the hell kicked out of us the rest of the game, okay. But by the end of the third, like, I actually thought we had it. I thought we were going to win it. Like, we got a shot. So, and then we take the lead.
I was filming a little video in the studio watching Coach Alex and Lance going nuts as the Bears are driving down the field. So I'm looking at my phone. All of a sudden, I hear Alex let out this groan. I'm like, what? He goes, you didn't see it? They just ripped that ball out of that boy's hands. He was so mad.
Yeah, I was not happy. I was not happy. The last time something like that happened to a team I was rooting for, it was, and get this, you're going to be shocked here, Hood. It was the Miami Hurricanes playing the Alabama Crimson Tide in a national championship game, mm-hmm. and Alabama ripped the ball out of one of the receivers' hands for Miami, mm-hmm. took it back the other way, and I immediately started crying. I almost replayed it. I almost repeated the whole event. Yep.
We need your help on this defense. You talked about how the Bears get off to a slow start defensively, and Matt Eberflus talked about how the defense has to start faster. Why was there such a cushion between Jefferson, other receivers, and the Bears, linebackers, secondary?
I don't know. I mean, this guy is one of the best in the league. So we're all human now. We see him, and, yeah, you're going to – if you ask man-to-man, you ask one of the corners or the safety, you ask Eddie Jackson, man, we ain't scared of him, but you respect him. So you might give him a little more cushion than you'll give another guy. So but him running wide open, he can catch the ball until we figure out more of what they're trying to do. But when he caught the ball, there was a couple times nobody else was in the screen, and that's where it's like, what are we doing? You know, like, where is the guy that's covering him? Where's the guy that has that zone? I saw us playing zone too, trying to limit that or give the defensive line a little more time to make Kirk Cousins maybe pump it a couple times before he delivered the football. But there was very little pressure from the defensive line. And then you have to adjust on the back end, because it's not working. The zone isn't working because we're not getting home. And then if you go man, well, you see, I mean, I think he had his longest catch on us, 39 yards or something, on a man. Our corner was playing inside man. He just ran a little, a fade route, if you will, mm-hmm. and just ran away from the safety and Eddie Jackson playing midfield, and he just couldn't get there. By the time the ball got there, I don't understand that. Briggs and I talked about it on the show last night.
Yep.
I don't understand why you would play inside man knowing that your help, both Roquan and the safety, is on the inside. Why would you play inside man on that? Now, maybe he was doing it wrong, and if they're teaching it, I'd love to hear, like, why. Because it just leaves that open. Kirk Cousins, if Kirk Cousins see it pre-snap, then you're doing something wrong.
So let me ask you about the perspective. We lost a game, and everybody on social media, or close to everybody, seems to be, hey, man, we at least Justin looked competent in the second half. You still lost. The first play of the game, you had 10 men on the field. Their offense, Kirk Cousins, completed the first 17 passes he attempted. He threw for almost 300 yards, and Justin Jefferson basically was uncovered all day long. So what are your biggest takeaways, and are you still ticked off at how it went?
Yeah, the first half. But see, I'm not like, I can separate both halves. And with a young football team, with a team learning both sides of the football, they're learning something new. They're learning a new defense. They're learning a new offense. So I can see the positives. So yesterday wasn't a good example of it, of us being able to run the football, but we were able to, our quarterback played probably his best game since he's been in the NFL. So, and he was able to move the ball up and down the field from about the mid second quarter on. Like, we actually looked like a team that could, if we played that way the rest, like the entire game, I think we have a shot to beat them, to beat the Vikings. And hopefully that's the thought process going into this game. It's, let's put together two halves as opposed to coming out slow or them coming out fast. Like, we have to come out with that same energy. And then if we have the lead going into halftime, I tell you what, I can't wait till I see it. When we have a lead going into halftime and then see the adjustments, because in the second half, man, we are a different football team. In every game, we're a different football team. So if we can have that lead going in or keep it close going into halftime, make those adjustments like Coach Eberflus and his staff has been able to do and been able to show each and every week, we come out and we shut that other team down. Like, just shut them down. Without that 18-play drive at the end, I mean, that's all they score, you know? So there are a lot of positives in this that I saw that I liked. You look at the rookie. He's coming along, man. He's coming along. He's playing his butt off.
Brisker?
Gordon played his butt off yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was all over the place. And impactful tackles. He wasn't making tackles 9-10 yards down the field or allowing Jefferson to catch the ball, pushing him out of bounds and count that. He was actually making impactful plays throughout that whole football game yesterday. So this is what we need. We need him to make this a norm. And if he can do that and then we make it a norm to – we don't have to come out like playing crazy fast. Just don't get so far behind where we got to make that huge comeback and then fall short right at the end. But I see a lot of positives. I tell you what, Cap, I said it just before the show yesterday. This might be the best I've felt after a loss. And I know the players don't feel this way. But for a fan, I actually didn't feel horrible after that game.
Okay, so what about if it's Alex Brown? Alex Brown mm-hmm. is the head coach of the team. Who's getting cut today? Is it Dante Pettis for missing those catches, or is it Smith Marset? Because you said you had a visceral reaction with Smith Marset yesterday.
Yeah.
So who's getting cut today? Tell us.
Oh, it's close. It's close now. But Pettis got to go.
He's terrible.
I think Marset was struggling. On the strip, he was trying to make a play. He's got to be smarter in that situation. He's got to be smarter. Pettis is dropping the ball. This is why we pay you. We pay you to catch the football.
Correct.
We pay you to, and I want to say this is when things changed. It gave us that spark, the catch that Mooney made. Was it a perfect throw? Probably not. Mooney had to go and make a play for his quarterback. And that's what he did. Pettis, the ball is hitting him in both hands.
Yeah.
Mooney caught the ball with one hand.
Pettis is a talented guy, but, again, he had a terrible day.
Listen, what's that? The saying is, what is it? When you have a
Jesus
potential.
Wept. I think it's Jesus Wept. Is it Jesus Wept? Is that it?
Nah.
what is the saying?
Potential. When Cap say he's talented, I need to see it on Sunday.
Right.
I don't care about seeing it on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. If you can't show me it on Sunday, then what good are you doing for me, for our team? You know? So you got to show it on Sunday. And in certain situations, these that he was dropping was for NFL receiver were easy catches. He should catch them, and I think he knows that.
You think the same thing, yeah. Cap? I mean, Pettis or Smith Marset for your team?
If I was releasing one today,
yeah.
I'm releasing Smith Marset.
Oh, stop it.
Man, just fall out of bounds, Alex. Damn.
I understand. I get it. He was trying to make a play. I get that, too. I want the guy that's trying to make a play, but I can – this is the first time I've seen him do it. If he did it again, he wouldn't catch the flight back home. I put him on a regular flight. Just get I got you set up with United. Just go on down there to that go to gate 8D.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Go over there. So, but those things I think are correctable. I think he was trying to make a play. I don't like punishing a guy for that. A guy not doing his job is the one. Like, that's the one where it is your job to catch the ball. And you're not catching the ball. Like, you can go either way. The other one, the block that he had, I mean, I'm not helping my case here, but the block that he had on Justin's long run, Marset, like, you can't do that, son. Like, now, if we get another situation, like I said, you won't be making the trip back. Like, we'll get you a United flight back. We'll put you in first class. I mean, but You got you can't ride with the team. You are no longer part of the team.
By the way, one of our fine Twitter follows, Dub Williams, said, tell AB I remember the strip that made him cry. Antonio Langham took it.
Yes, that one. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that hurt. That hurt. I'm a kid. I'm 12, 13, crying. Oh, that hurt me, man. That's what it gave me flashbacks of.
I was crying in the hood cave when I see Smith Marset got his lunch taken away from him. Just fall out of bounds, man. Marceau.
That's it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you Friday because this is going to be a Bears victory Friday when they beat the Commanders. You know that's going to happen, right?
We definitely should. If we come out and play two halves, like we play that second half, this won't even be a game. We're a better football team than them.
You know they were favored at the start. It's moved a point now. The Commanders were favored.
Yeah, nobody's really giving us respect. We haven't earned a whole lot of it, actually, so we got to go earn it. And when we earn it, then they'll make us the favorite when, honestly, we probably shouldn't be the favorite sometimes. So we got to go earn that, though.
Yep.
It starts Thursday. Let's go.
Yep, it's going to be easy.
Game on.
Easy as Florida beating Mizzou on Saturday. All right, man, we appreciate the time. Thank you. Alex Brown.
CAB.
Alex Brown with us every Monday. And we'll talk to him Friday because it'll be a Bears victory Friday for us when the Bears beat Washington.
I hope to goodness you're correct.
You're not sure yet.
I'm not.
Okay. I know you got to go through your formula and kind of look at it very closely.
Correct.
But got a good feeling, Cap.
I hope you're right.
Yep. So you know what that means, Cap. We got open phone lines here on this Bears Monday. We talked to Alex Brown, so now it's your turn. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Despite the loss, how impressed were you by the Fields and the offense and the Bears' effort in their loss against the Vikings 29-22? We'll hear from Matt Eberflus and Justin Fields coming up next right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Come on.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Cousins trying to seek it. And Kirk Cousins. They're already popping off the fireworks. No signal yet. It looked like he was in, and he is, for a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth. A two-point attempt to take a seven-point lead. Quick snap. Cousins out route. Jefferson lunging to get it. And it's a touchdown advantage for Minnesota with 2:26 to go.
Stink Schlereth on the call on Fox. This is the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. It was streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Same ESPN Chicago app, which you can find Peggy and Dion. They are on every Saturday, but you can check out their podcast if you missed their show. As Peggy always says, Peggy and Dion, we'll figure it out. Check them out on the ESPN Chicago app.
By the way, are you at all nervous, you, JR, Shay, about playing a Commanders team that rolls in here on Thursday, fresh off another loss, a game they battled tough, loss to the Tennessee Titans. Does Carson Wentz concern you at all, Shay Norling?
No. What? No. He's horrible.
He's fourth in the league in passing.
That's fine. Do we watch the guy play or not? This is Carson Wentz every year. It was the same thing they did with him last year. Oh, look at his numbers. He's been so good. And then you watch him detonate his team out of the playoffs because he throws three picks in Jacksonville. Yesterday, gets down in the red zone twice, turns it over. Like, it's the same guy all the time. He can't make the big throws. His numbers look great, but he's no good. If you watch the games, you know
this guy
stinks.
I'm not saying he's good. I'm just telling you, he's fourth in the league in passing. We just got torched by Kirk Cousins. This guy's thrown for 1,390 yards, 10 touchdowns.
As I've been telling you, never confuse activity with accomplishment.
Correct.
Great numbers, but we know that the Bears, because of their momentum in the second half, the hope that carries over in a short week against Washington coming up on Thursday. The game for me, Cap, was interesting in the second half for the Bears because the Bears actually had the lead. When I saw the mistakes made in the passing game by Pettis and Smith, Marceau, the costly penalties on the offensive line, I kept thinking, how cool would it be if this Bears team had difference makers, real difference makers, pros, to be able to just turn the game on a dime, just like that, Cap, just like that. In the second half, when the Vikings are doing Vikings things, I saw that too. And hey, we've seen a lot of Minnesota games in which you think, man, terrific offense. You got weapons. You got a solid offensive line. You got defense. What's missing with the Vikings? Oh, it's the quarterback play. And as Courtney eloquently put an hour ago, you know what she said? She said, the Vikings do what the Vikings usually do, take their foot off the gas.
Correct.
And the Bears had an opportunity to win that game. Imagine if it's an all-pro or a difference maker than Smith Marset in that spot. Imagine if you have two offensive linemen that are not getting called for penalties. When the ball is snapped, when Fields is trying to step and just kind of make a move, oh, he must be trying to ask for the ball. Oh, God, it's a fumble. Imagine if you had someone quality there instead of what we had yesterday. Maybe the Bears win that game.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but this is what a rebuild looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Small progress. Yeah, I'm thrilled that Justin looked better. Let's be clear. Now take the next step on Thursday. I mean, he threw for 208 yards or whatever it was. And there are people in town throwing a party like we just threw for 375 and four scores, and he's Josh Allen. Progress.
Are you concerned that the defense isn't getting home? My God. I mean, so we always make fun of Robert Quinn.
Okay, I'm disappointed he hasn't been more impactful getting to the quarterback.
He had one rush. He had one hurry, I think.
But he doesn't have any help to get there.
Well, someone's got to get home, for God's sakes.
I mean, we gave up 120 yards rushing, which was progress. We're dead last in the league there. Roquan isn't playing at an elite level every week.
That is true.
That's just
true.
A fact.
I'm still, you're right. As we talk about the offense, the same thing with the defense, Cap, as far as difference makers. You know how we try to build pillars for teams? Mm-hmm. And so for the Bears, when you say the majority of those pillars are on the defense?
Pillars on your defense are Jalen Johnson. He's an outstanding corner. I'm hoping that the two dudes you took in the second round are going to turn into pillars for your defense.
Give Ajax his flowers so far this year.
Ajax has had an excellent bounce back year. Who else are your pillars up there? Roquan, is he here next year?
I don't know. I like Roquan Smith, but I just think he gets lost in the sauce with a lot of those guys defensively. It's enough that there was a space between Justin Jefferson and the defenders. It's another thing where you're just not even getting home. Now, I know the ball's getting out quickly with Cousins. It got out quick. As soon as the ball was snapped, I mean, he got the ball out. But still, there's just no modicum of a pass rush at all.
We're not getting any. The only sack was Justin Jones, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
So
I'm concerned about that, though.
Inability to stop the run, and then inability to even come close to an elite wide receiver on the other side, mm-hmm. Justin Jefferson. I mean, nobody around him. You heard Alex say it. Freeze the frame. Where are our defenders? Not even in the picture.
Well, we asked him initially, why I was one of the defense. How come there was so much space? He said, I don't know. Why was there so much cushion? I don't know.
Right.
All I know is that it was embarrassing to make Kirk Cousins look like he's an all-pro. Now, we know what he is. He's serviceable. He is the embodiment of 500. But the numbers are good, but it's about his next level. That's what we're talking about. As Courtney mentioned, and the reason why Courtney was a great guest in that we have on is because she covered the Vikings.
Correct.
So she was used to seeing what she saw. She never saw Kirk Cousins be perfect in the first quarter and a half, but she said, yeah, you just kind of just wait for the Vikings to make a bonehead move. Brought in a nose tackle, some guy off the bench. She didn't understand why that happened. And all of a sudden, the Vikings took their foot off the throttle, and the Bears had a chance to win that ball game. So she's just, you know. It's disappointing. Yes, we know what the season is because we talk about it every day, Cap. But when you're investing that much time, it's like, hey, man, you got an opportunity to win this game. You talk about the development. Now the development raises even more so because you're able to come back and win that game.
You know,
does that make sense?
It does, 100%. At the end of the game, to allow them a 17-play drive down the field.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to stop at the goal line, so whatever. But the 17 plays just keep chewing up yardage, keep chewing up yardage. That was disappointing. The way the whole thing started was disappointing. Yes, we saw progress from the quarterback. No doubt about it. Now I want to see you build on that.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Yeah, we're going to hear from Justin Fields coming up because he talked about that Smith-Marset play. So we'll hear from him. Also, Matt Eberflus chimed in on that as well. We want to get your thoughts on the Bears. Did you watch the game? Did you listen to it? Let's get your thoughts on the Bears. Were you impressed by the Bears' loss against the Vikings?
Correct. 312-332-3776.
It's the Cap and J Hood Morning Show. Come on.
Play action fake. Roll. And Vildor is there. His first career interception. And the first big mistake by Kirk Cousins today has given the Bears the football near midfield.
Right there on Fox, Bears fall short against the Vikings. Cap and I are breaking it down with you this morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Shout out to the medalists, the medal winners, by the way, from the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Our buddy Kerry Pinkowski does a great job of that.
Yep, had him in studio the other day. Congratulations to all those that completed that. Our friend Justin Craig from ESPN. Mm-hmm. He was in town, ran his second Chicago Marathon. There's a whole bunch. Olin Kreutz's wife did it again. That's her like 12th marathon.
It's crazy.
Can you imagine running that many marathons?
No. No, I could not.
So congrats to Wendy Kreutz.
So yeah, so we and some of the medalists are stopping by after a long day, I'm sure, flashing their medals at us, Cap.
Yeah.
You see that?
Can we take a picture holding up our medal? Of course you can.
So it's awesome.
Very cool.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I are on the same page when it comes to this Bears team, if you're just joining us, getting up late here on this holiday Monday. We've been talking about the Bears in this regard. Yes, the Bears lost, and yes, we did see progress from Justin Fields. You can't turn a blind eye to it. At the same time, though, you're just disappointed in the loss. Now, we know coming into the season that the most important thing for the Bears is the development of Justin Fields. And we saw that in the second half of the season, second half of the game. But the point is, Cap, for me, is that when you're that close, I'd like for them to push it through. I'd love for them to be able to win that game. But I think that the second half was a keen illustration of what you've been saying about talent and the lack thereof. Imagine if Pettis catches those balls. Imagine if Smith-Marset is not on the field. It's a veteran wide receiver that understands time, situation. I'm right here. I'm going to fall out of bounds.
Correct.
Doesn't do that.
Stop the clock and we're driving.
Little things like that. And there was little things that was irksome watching the game. And the Bears fell short. Hopefully that turns around against Washington on Thursday where they can look at those mistakes. And by the way, Eberflus said it. He goes, you know, we're just going to trash this game because we got to get ready for Washington. They'll make a few adjustments, but ultimately they're gonna say, okay, we saw what happened, a few tweaks. Let's get ready for Thursday.
Buddy of mine, Edgar, sent me these stats. Check this out. Washington makes mistakes and gives up the big play. Wentz, though, top five in passing yards, top five in TDs. And don't forget, last 10 times the Washington football team has come to Chicago, the Bears are 1-9 at home.
Okay.
One of those was, remember, Cutler threw four picks to D'Angelo Hall. Same guy, got all four.
So I want to contextualize that a little bit, too, because Wentz did play the Lions, who were giving out gifts in his last 3 weeks, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks.
So.
Yeah, either way, gentlemen, and you guys have been battling back and forth to talk about the credibility.
I'm not telling you Carson Wentz is who I want.
Yeah.
No, far from it.
Yeah, but you and Shay during the break have been trying to battle about numbers regarding Carson Wentz. Now, if he's a quarterback, he's not the quarterback. The Bears, I'd like to see the Bears win on Thursday.
And they should win. You're at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a team that's lost 4 straight. They're coming in, though, going, we can beat that team.
Yes.
We're getting healthy. This week, we're winning. That's how they feel. You got to go out and get the job done, period.
You're asking about Marceau, the guy that was catching.
Smith-Marset.
Who?
Amir Smith-Marset.
He was wearing Alshon Jeffrey's number. I don't know, Cap. But that guy that fell out of bounds, that guy.
The guy Sylvie once left with Pettis in Minnesota.
It's a bunch of.
I saw Sylvie tweeted that.
Justin Fields talks about that one play where he doesn't fall out of bounds. The ball's snatched out of his hands by Dantzler.
Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, I know Mir. I know he's, feeling down right now. So our job is to pick him up And, you know, he's a great player. And, I mean, me personally, I know what he can do on the field. You know, he's young, second year. So he's just got to learn from that mistake and, you know, keep going. But, you know, he can be one hell of a player in this league for sure.
I talked to – listen, I'm close with all these guys. I talked to every single one of them, talking about their performances, how we can improve going forward. If a guy had a really good game, what's his mindset going to be for the next game? And that's part of coaching, and I'll certainly do that for sure.
He talks to them regularly, right? Or does he talk about? He talked to him yesterday. Did he go locker to locker, talking to everybody?
I think it's like an ongoing thing.
I see. He says he talks to all of them. I was thinking, did he talk to each person before he went out there?
He doesn't have enough time.
I didn't think so either. The way he said it. Like I'm thinking means he talks to everyone on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because he's an active coach.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just check in because it made it seem like
he's not Tom Landry up in the what do they call
that
thing? No, what's the little machine that they raise him up over practice, like Bear Bryant,
like the scissors lift and
yes, the scissors lift.
Yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't like that, right? Yes. Some other thoughts from Fields, and by the way, Cap. I know that you noticed like I did. Justin Fields. A bit more pep in his step.
A little more pep in his step when he went to the podium. I know we love it. I actually had a pretty decent day today.
I would say so. I mean, it's just like just trying to stay calm. I think, you know, I think when I first got here, you see big guys flying around, D linemen going fast. Like, you just think you have to speed everything up. But I'm just starting to figure out, like, you just got to play within your own rhythm and the way you know how to play and just staying calm in the pocket. So, yeah. Efficiency in the passing game, I think we took a step forward for sure. I felt like the protection was better today for sure. I think, you know, we definitely handled their blitz better than last week. So I felt like we took a step forward in that. And just overall, I'm just proud of, everybody and the way they fought. You know, we were down 21-3. A lot of the same teams in this league would have, you know, just laid down and, you know, stopped playing. But I'm just proud of our guys and the way they fought.
There you go. How about that, Cap?
There you go.
It wasn't like it usually is on Wednesday. We're sitting back in the chair just like, all right, go ahead. What else you got, Peg?
Yeah. I really didn't want to do this. Remember that?
Yes.
After the game, I really didn't want to come out here, but I have to.
I love it, Cap. I mean, even in a loss, he just feels he is as confident as Kyler Murray was in his green suit that he wore to
that
the game
pant
yesterday.
That pantsuit that he wore was horrific.
that's how confident Kyler Fields Murray was. He felt good up there, like, yeah, you know what? Had a good second half.
I told you I could play in this league.
Jason Leisure, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. What do you got?
What do you got for me? Let's go. Potsy, what else you got? Looking good, Potsy.
Anybody else got a question? I'll stay here all day.
I like it. I like it.
We're happy he was better. It's progress.
Yeah, it's good. Keep that swagger going because he saw what it could be.
Correct.
He
but
saw
it's
what
not
it could be.
Good enough.
Yeah.
There's too many negative things that have to get fixed.
All right, 312-332-3776 here on this Bears Monday. Let's go to the phone lines here in our 9 o'clock hour. We'll say hello to Streamwood. Here's Matt on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Captain Hoodie. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes,
Captain
sir.
Hoodie, can I ask you, why is it that we never go into the lead in halftime? When's the last time we had the lead going into halftime? Why does it always have to take a third and fourth quarter comeback for this team to ever come back, whether it's Justin Fields
because
or Luke Getsy?
Because they don't have any talent.
But, Cap, I mean, look at that. Three straight plays, Cap. The defense were on their heels. They did no huddle. And then Allen Williams had no answers for them. No answers. And then Justin comes out once again, and there's 10 men in the field. I'm like, why can't we just start the game ever prepared? Why are we a better
team? Because they don't have any talent, Matt. Come on.
What, do we got to wait till next year, Cap?
Yes.
We never get the lead ever in the halftime. We can't have the lead. We expect Justin to come back.
Hopefully that'll change on Thursday against the moribund Washington Commanders.
Well, Matt, it's a good point because you go back to even Nagy's time with the Bears where the Bears could barely score or not score at all and not have a lead there. So you're right. It's not just this administration with Eberflus. It goes back to Nagy where you couldn't even get anything going in the first half. So you're right about that.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right, Matt. We appreciate the phone call.
I mean, that wide receiver room cost them $4.6 million. For the room.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Thielen makes four by himself. You know what Tyreek Hill makes? $26 million a year. We don't have those guys. Devontae Adams, we don't have any of them.
Not yet.
Hopefully we draft our own Justin Jefferson because that guy's a beast.
Robert in Green Bay on ESPN 1000. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
That's a fine.
I, Sorry, I'll donate.
Thank you.
Birdiesbookbank.org. That's where you go, Robert. Go right ahead, pal.
I got a question.
Yes.
I watch Terry McLaurin. He's not getting any looks. DJ Moore is playing poorly. How come Poles better pick up the phone and start calling? Hey, what do you guys want for these guys? I know they're making a little bit more money, but they're probably getting frustrated with their quarterbacks because their quarterbacks are garbage.
They just signed Terry McLaurin to a monster extension. They're not trading him.
Yeah, I know. And
fine.
I saw progress in Justin Fields, but our defense is garbage. I'm sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a defense guy, but Cap, I got a question for you. Since you talked to Alex Brown and Lance Briggs, what do they say about our defense? Because I'm sitting here watching football game with my son. I said, if Urlacher, Hillemeyer, and Briggs, they'll be in that gap in no time, because that's what they're taught to, is fill that A and C gap. Delvin Cook should never been running the way he was.
And thanks for the call, Robert. Look, Dalvin Cook should never been able to. Dalvin Cook is a Pro Bowler for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough in our front seven. I think the defensive backfield, once they get Jalen Johnson back, has some good players there. Eddie Jackson, Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson. Those are four good players. And Vildor had one of his better games yesterday. Up front, we're not very good.
Not getting home.
No. We're not very good. So we can lament all we want that they didn't stop the running back. He's really good.
I thought, Cap, that in the second half, I thought that the running lane stopped for Minnesota. That's Jones and that is Jackson, Gordon, Brisker. I thought the Bears did a good job, I thought, stopping the run in the second half.
Better.
Yeah.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
But then they need to drive down the field to win the football game. 17-play drive. 75 yards to the end zone. Thanks for coming. Have a good day.
We've got the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day coming up next right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J. Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're going to have Greeny coming up at 10. Carmen Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Pluck and Abdallah at 6 right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8 right here on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Snorling. I know you hate Carson Wentz and you think he's awful. Let me just give you another stat. His career numbers on Thursday Night Football. Career. 6-0, 15 TDs to 2 interceptions. Last season, 3 TDs, 0 interceptions, and a win over the Jets. All I'm telling you is, he's not the guy I want quarterback at my favorite football team. Just don't write off his numbers just yet.
I don't know what you want from me. You're not going to move me on this. I watched this guy play. I watched all these games so far this year. He's a horrible decision maker. A lot of garbage time inflation stats. He looked terrible yesterday in making decisions. A couple big chunk plays resulted in touchdowns. But overall, 3 fumbles. Cap, 3 fumbles and one of the worst interceptions to lose that game I've ever seen.
I hope you're right. All I'm telling you is he's got some solid numbers on Thursday Night Football.
You want to bet?
What are you, a child?
No.
I'm just giving you numbers.
I'm asking you. You want to bet?
I don't want to bet on the Washington football team. I'm not a Wentz guy. I'm trying to read you statistical numbers that give me a little concern. We're not the greatest defense in the league. We don't put him on his backside much. Good luck. I hope it goes well.
So, Shay, is tomorrow Overreaction Tuesday? Do we do that tomorrow?
Yes.
That's going to be fun. I got one in the holster that I cannot wait to bring out. This NFL, and I know you guys are going back and forth. We got plenty of time, by the way. We got until Thursday. Maybe we can have some nice, maybe not necessarily a bet, but definitely a gentleman's wager on the numbers that Wentz could have. But one thing for sure about this league, man, it is so topsy-turvy, you just never know. And something else that's really irks me is, again, how this league is officiated. Soft. So now every hard hit is a concussion, where now even if you pass the test, Teddy Bridgewater, you still can't go back in the game. An old man like Tom Brady, who's out there trying to do the best he can as a quarterback, he gets sacked. Oh, that's roughing the passer. Seriously?
That was a horrific call.
I've seen that sack a million times. So, typical of a Jerome Boger-led game right there. Officiated game. That's a sack's a sack. It's Tom Brady. Nope, can't touch him. What's wrong with this league?
Yeah, that was a horrible call.
In this league, Cap. Unbelievable.
Did you see Boger gave a quote after the game?
I read that.
He unnecessarily flung him to the ground. Stop yourself.
Now, if he just holds on to him, are you going to whistle? No, because the play's still going on. He's got to take him to the ground, because that's a sack.
Correct.
Bad job.
Correct.
This league.
Terrible.
But the concussions, now it's over the top now. Now it's over the top. Yeah. Now if you have a hard hit, they put you in the tent, you go through the protocol. Hey, I'm good. I pass all the time. Yeah, but you can't come back in the game.
Yeah, seriously? Some spotter said, he was a little wobbly. You're done for the day.
But
what?
But if I pass the test, though, let me get back out there.
Correct. Why have the test then?
I mean, a game like that, I mean, not saying the Dolphins would have beat the Jets because the Jets were tremendous yesterday, but Teddy was ready to go. And he goes, nah, that's okay. We saw what happened to Tua, so no, can't do that.
Agree.
It's ridiculous.
Agree.
It is time now for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's creation. Today, go get yourself the burger. The burger is amazing.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I shouldn't have to make this declarative statement, but I'm going to make the declarative statement on behalf of this show. Let me make sure that it's very clear. We are covering the Chicago Bears every day on this show. When the game happens, we have no other choice but to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly with the Chicago Bears. I mean, I don't understand why people don't understand where we are coming from. We know that this season's about the development of Justin Fields and the other young players. It's not just Fields. It's the other young rookies on this team. Yes, we understand that. At the same time, you still are pissed off when they lose the game because you don't want them to lose.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Fair?
Totally fair.
That's all I'm saying.
Totally fair. Again, we're happy Justin showed progress.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't want us to be that pathetic fan. But, well, I don't care that we lost. Our quarterback threw for 208 yards. It's progress. But come on, man. Let's hold us to a little higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have 11 men to start the game on Thursday on the field?
That's a good start.
Can we spell David Montgomery's jersey right?
Right.
Come on.
That'd be a good start.
Jeez.
That's for sure. Shay, what was the game of the day for you on Sunday? I know it wasn't the Bears. What was the one on Red Zone you kept watching? You said, I can't keep my eyes off of it.
I have to think about that. That question surprised me. Honestly, the Bears' second half was really entertaining. Arizona-Philly ended up being pretty good. The end of it, except for Kyler Murray. I had Cardinals money line, so I'm a little upset about that one.
Uh-oh.
The Ravens-Bengals game was excellent.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of baseball, though, this week.
There's a lot of defense in Ravens-Bengals, which is fine, but I wasn't that thrilled. I got to tell you, I enjoyed watching the Patriots stomp the life out of the Lions.
Zappy.
Bailey Zappy.
Zappy was getting it done. Beat the hell out of the Lions. 1-4 Lions. Not great.
Yep.
But it's Belichick. You could have expected that he's going to do something, right? Do something pretty good.
Well, that's like the professor talking to a sixth grader. And I love Dan Campbell. Come on.
Hey, we thank you for listening and twitching and calling and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to you, our thanks to Shay, and our thanks to JR. Tomorrow, my friend, you know what that means? It is Albert Breer with us.
That is correct, and hopefully some surprises along the way.
For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks for listening to Cap and J. Hood. Greeny's next. So long, everybody.